We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For only $99.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 2nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the first 5,000 fans at the Wolves versus Ice Hogs game this Saturday will receive a pack of Chicago Wolves trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. And this hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Swing and a miss. Strike three and the Cubs win the ball game.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
Pitching coach Tommy Hottovy of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover.
Tommy Hottovy, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it, at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. Great, I was answer. A finance major in college, and wow. I had an economics minor. A lot of it was, too, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovy, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovy on 670 The Score.
Tommy!
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. That's where we find our regular guest, friend of the show, Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovy. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. Looking forward to opening day. A lot of optimism in the air, a lot of excitement, as you would expect, Tommy. Let's start with the biggest development on your staff in the last week, the naming of Hayden Wesneski as the fifth starter. Gets the nod over Javier Assad. Adrian Sampson as well was in the mix. What was it about Hayden Wesneski's spring that tipped the scales in his favor?
Well, I think you saw a guy who took everything that he did last year, everything that he learned in a short, you know, five-start stint in the big leagues, take that in the offseason and absolutely just devote his focus to getting better and honing in what he does. We all knew when we got Hayden what we thought we had. You know, a guy who can command the baseball, has some really nasty stuff, but just has a willingness and desire to get better. And when you see a guy like that come into spring training with something to prove, and very businesslike, very to the point with what he's trying to accomplish, and then just goes out there and does it. You know, I think he has the ability to get really, really good hitters out at a high clip. And when you have the ability to do that, you know, and show that in spring, we're obviously excited about where he's headed, where his development's going, and really looking forward to see what he can do in a longer stint. We only got to see five starts last year, but he's continued to grow from that point.
Tommy, another guy in the rotation, Jameson Taillon yesterday, five innings, didn't allow a run, two hits, five strikeouts, and exactly zero walks over 29 pitches. How excited should Cubs fans be about Jameson Taillon in that rotation this year?
Well, he's a guy I know a lot of Cubs fans have seen, you know, over the years when we saw him in Pittsburgh coming up as a prospect. Guy who's kind of reinvented his mix from that sinker ball type guy that you saw, like people saw in Pittsburgh, and obviously battled some injuries and health stuff. He is an uber competitor. He knows what makes him good, but he's also willing to continue to learn and grow in this game. And he's always been a strike thrower. You know, I mean, we were obviously looking at stats, but he threw, I think, 19 innings in spring in our big league games, not counting the backfield game that he worked on, but punched out 23, didn't walk a guy all spring. Like, he attacks the strike zone. He knows what he's doing, continuing to add weapons to kind of continue to push that punch out rate that we feel like is in there. But he's not afraid to attack the strike zone. And that's what you want to see, guys that are willing to stay in the zone, trust their stuff, and be aggressive. He's fun to watch. He's fun to be around. Really fortunate with the group of guys that we feel like we're putting together when we take it to Chicago.
We know that is every spring just a formality in naming the opening day starter, but it still means something to the players when they get the news. Heck, it meant so much to Marcus Stroman that he beat the Cubs to the news, and he broke it on Twitter, Tommy. He was so thrilled and anticipating his opening day start. But yet, Marcus Stroman, excited for the season. He's seems to be healthy. Expectations are high. How would you describe what his expectations are, what yours are for him?
Well, his expectations are of himself are always super high. You know, he goes out there expecting to beat you every single time he takes the ball, and such a good competitor. You see the way he competes on some of the biggest stages in the WBC. Like, he wants to be out there competing. You know, he doesn't want to, you know, ease his way through things. He's very pointed in the stuff he likes to work on. He knows his body and he knows how to handle himself and take care of himself better than, you know, most guys that are in this league. So he does everything with a purpose, and his purpose is to go out there and be really, really good and win ball games. So obviously we're excited, you know, for him to start opening day and really set the tone for what we feel like we want to be able to accomplish this year.
Tommy, one day I'm asking Cubs, you know, experts about Rowan Wick and if he's got a chance to maybe close some games because of some of the injuries in the Cubs bullpen. And now I see that my guy, Rowan Wick, has been waived. What happened to Rowan Wick?
Well, we still believe Rowan Wick can really be a really good major league pitcher, major league reliever, and a guy who can do some stuff at the back end of the baseball games. For Rowan right now, there's just some consistency, some things that he knows he needs to continue to work on and hone in on. And look, like when Rowan first came up, he had a dominant fastball and a really good, you know, big breaking ball that played off of that. You know, we have to, as players, as coaches, as an organization, have to continue to evolve. And some of the things that we've continued to work on with Rowe just haven't stuck yet, you know, and he knows that. And he knows that to be his best, he's got to pitch off his strengths, but also continue to hone in on the things that are going to make him an even better pitcher. You know, how we start the season and the people that we take is obviously not going to be, you know, how we end. And these things tend to work themselves out. But I know he was in we talked quite a bit yesterday, and he was in a good headspace. He knows what he needs to work on and stay focused on, and he's not letting this set him back. He's going to go out and attack and be aggressive and prove to us that he's ready to come back and be the guy that we all know he can be.
Talking with Tommy Heidovee, the Cubs pitching coach here on The Score. It's Mully and Haw, Mark Grody in for Mully. And so last year, Tommy, as we talked throughout the season, it always seemed as if, well, you ask about Justin Steele, you got to wonder about Keegan Thompson. Keegan Thompson and Justin Steele, they were always one with the other, kind of paired in our heads. This spring, they have different roles now heading into the season. It seems as if Justin Steele is solidified in your rotation. Keegan Thompson, maybe a slower ramp up, but I wonder how would you describe his role and both of their developments this spring?
Yeah, for Keegan specifically, you know, we obviously see what he can do in shorter stints out of the bullpen. He's had some really good success coming in and pitching those 2 and 3 innings of high leverage baseball, and he's a guy that we absolutely feel can do that. He was a tick behind just in terms of the ramp up for most guys, but you know, completely confident in his ability to do what he needs to do to get out to the big league level. He's going to continue to build and grow in that role, and I think it'll be really good for him to not feel like he's going to get yo-yoed back and forth between the rotation, the bullpen, and he's still a guy that I know we feel like can make starts and be a major league starter, but there's also something to be said for a guy having a solid role, build your foundation of what you need to do every day to be a successful major league pitcher, and then kind of get on a run. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do when you're bouncing back and forth between you're going to start, you're going to go to the bullpen, you're going to be a long guy, you're going to be a short, high leverage guy. And I think giving Keegan more consistent work and a consistent workload will only benefit him as the season goes on. And for Justin, you know, you saw the run that he went on last year as a starter really hone in on what he does really well and then just continue to build off that. His last start down here, he went, you know, 6 innings and 61 pitches. You know, he's got the ability to get swing and miss, but he also has the ability to get a ton of weak contact early in the count. And you've seen teams be more aggressive with the pitch clock and with some of the new rules. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some games of that Justin's throwing that are, you know, really low pitch count, high ground ball, high weak contact early in the game, and then go get those punch outs when he needs. So it's been fun. Two awesome, awesome guys, fans. I know get to see them and be around them and listen to them talk. They're great personalities, great people, and really fun to work with.
Tommy, I know you got your hands full at the big league level, but what pitching prospects should we pay attention to in the minors?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, there may have been only like one or two names. I think the organization, credit to Craig Breslow, to the minor league coordinators and coaching staff, the scouts that we brought in, the amateur scouts that we've drafted. I mean, there is a long list of guys that we feel are going to be really good major league pitchers, major league contributors. You know, we saw a few of them, we feel like, in spring training. I think, you know, when you see a guy like Cam Sanders, who can run it up there to 9,900 miles an hour, has the ability to spin the baseball too, has a good changeup. Like, you know, you see guys like that perform. I know Daniel Palencia is a name that a lot of guys, people and fans have heard of. Elite pitch stuff, you know, bulldog on the mound, all those things. And some of these young starters that we have coming too, like the Jordan Wicks and, you know, TJ Hertz and Riley Thompson and Cole Franklin. I mean, you can go through a long list of guys that we feel like are on the verge of doing some special things, and they just have to go out there and prove it. You know, that's the bottom line. They go out and take care of their business, good things are going to happen. So, credit to the organization, the work that the coaches, the coordinators, scouts, everybody's put in, but we feel like we're definitely heading in the right direction.
You know, it is a long list, Tommy, and you start to look at pitching emerging as the strength of this organization, and that is maybe by design, but it certainly has become the reputation. And I bring that up because over the weekend on Inside the Clubhouse, Bruce Levine and I were interviewing Drew Smyly, and we talked about the options, and he's well-traveled, and he's been around a lot of organizations. Mm-hmm. And in the offseason, he had choices. And he talked about being in Chicago and what being exposed to the pitching infrastructure you guys offered put and set you apart from other teams that he might have been considering. That's got to feel good to hear. That's got to be good to know. I guess, generally speaking, is that just going to be something that continues to be enhanced, or what ways can you even build on what you have already established?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we appreciate, you know, comments like that from guys that we have come here and have had success. You know, we just do what we feel like what's right. If we were a player, how would we want to be treated? How would we want things to be presented? How would we want things to be done? And we try to just put ourselves in their shoes. And when you do that, you're never really satisfied as a group. We're always trying to find ways to get better. We're always trying to find new ways to use information to hone in the things that players do really well, but also help them fill the gaps on the things that we feel like they have the ability to get better with. And a lot of, you know, just conversations I've had with other guys, there's just, you know, an eagerness with players more and more now to digest new information, to work on new things, to find ways to get better. And guys aren't complacent. So we've been really lucky to have a really fun group of guys to work with. I'm fortunate enough to have a really awesome pitching infrastructure here at the major league level that I get to work with every day. And like I said, just having those guys, those coordinators, those coaches in the minor leagues that keep preaching the same thing. The one thing I will say is organizationally, when players come up, they're going to hear me, they're going to hear our coaching staff talk the exact same way that our coordinators and minor league coaches do. And that's from communication that we try to have as an organization up and down. And when you have that cohesiveness, it makes things a lot better for a transition for guys. So obviously we're appreciative of those comments. We're obviously always trying to get better as a group and get the best out of our guys that we can.
Tommy, we know that Kyle Hendricks must be protected at all times as the final remaining member of the 2016 World Series champions. At what point might we see Mr. Hendricks on a mound throwing to a catcher and to a batter?
Yep, so Kyle's been on a really good bullpen progression down here through camp. You know, hopefully we're going to get him to start facing some hitters, I think, within the next week. And he's doing really well. The best thing about where Kyle is right now for me is we're kind of, you know, we've put him outside of his comfort zone a little bit in terms of some of the movement and some of the things that, you know, we wanted to be able to accomplish with Kyle through this process. He's handled it fantastic. He's recovering really well, and that's what you want to see at this point in his progression. Now that you know he can handle the workload, it's time to start, you know, sharpening, fine-tuning your skills and facing hitters and getting back into that kind of compete mode against other people, not just yourself. So, you know, really looking forward. We know what Kyle can do when he's at his best, and he's going to be a big part of what we want to do this year, obviously.
Okay, Tommy, so it's Thursday, opening day. You got a 3-2 lead in the ninth, and the Brewers have the heart of the order coming up. Who gets the ball? Who's your closer? Is it day-to-day, or do you know?
Marcus Stroman will be in the game still, David. Don't you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, the relievers give me a ton of crap in spring training because you're kind of all over the place in spring, but obviously spend a ton more of my time with the starters and like Boxberger and those guys are like, oh, so you're actually going to be around to talk to us now, you know, because the season starts. So, but no, I think we feel really confident in the guys that we're taking to start the year. I think you see a lot of the way guys have pitched this spring with Fulmer, Boxberger, you know, Michael Rucker, guys that have continued to grow and get better. I mean, Javier Assad, the way he's been throwing the baseball, I think has been really fun to see. So, yeah, I don't want to tip our hand on everything that we want to do, but I think it's going to be fun to see how this all plays out. And you guys know early in the year, you know, you're trying to give guys the best chances to be successful in the game. You're also trying to get consistent work out of guys. And the bullpen tends to, you know, take a little time to kind of mature and get into those roles. But obviously we have a ton of faith and trust in a lot of guys we're going to be putting in those situations.
Tommy, I'm just listening to you right now. You sound like you have complete ownership over this position, the pitching coach. How much more comfortable do you feel like right now as to when you took the job? And I assume you felt comfortable then, but what is the difference between then and now for you?
My big thing is just continuing to learn. You know, was I, you know, ready to take over that role, you know, when I first got it? I felt like it, but I know a lot more now than I did, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And that should be the case. If I'm lucky enough to have this job for another 5 years, I should be saying the same thing. You know, I love to get to do what I do. I'm, you know, I've always been, you know, a guy who wants to be the best at no matter if I'm playing, if I'm coaching. Like, if you don't want to be the best, then why are we doing what we're doing? So, I love to get to do what I do. I'm going to continue to learn and grow and definitely feel like I'm a much better coach and thankful for the organization for what they've been able to teach us and continue to push us to do over the course of these 5 years. So, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, and just obviously, like I said, just want to keep getting better.
Well, you certainly have gotten very good on the radio, Tommy. I have to say that. Your weekly hits, yeah, terrific.
Maybe that's what's coming through. I'm feeling that in this hit. I really am.
Tommy, I have one last thing before we let you go. I wondered this today, this morning, as we were talking about Nico Hoerner, and congratulations to Nico signing the contract extension. You've got Dansby Swanson now up the middle. When you have two guys now who are going to be foundational pieces, when you have two guys who improve the baseball IQ as much as they do, how much do they get involved, and what's the communication like? I mean, you count on the catchers, you communicate with them. You count. How much do you rely on the middle infielders for intel, for feedback, and how much are they involved in how to, you know, the day-to-day game plan?
I mean, they are definitely a big part of everything that we want to do. The foundation of a good team is built on, like, pitching, good defense, up the middle. You see that, you know, over and over. And the thing I love the best, obviously, being around Nico, but being around Dansby now for, you know, for a short amount of time, is their willingness to communicate. And that's one thing we'd say early in spring in the communication with these guys. Like, if you see something, say something. Like, the only way we're going to get better as a group is if we're all on the same page, pulling from that same rope. And you guys have the best view of the game. The middle infielders and the catcher really can see everything. And they understand pitch calling and sequencing. And we were, I think, two or three games in, and Dansby came right up to us and was like, hey, well, why was that pitch called there? Just curious, trying to get a feel for why he's using his stuff that way. And the communication, the way guys talk and have the ability to anticipate what's going on, I think separates those guys from the crop. So we're very lucky to have those two guys up the middle, especially, and love that we have guys so invested not only in our pitchers, but what we're trying to accomplish as a team. And that's only going to, you know, accomplish really good things as the year goes on.
Tommy, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you at Wrigley.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you, everybody, on Thursday.
Safe travels. Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, joining us from Arizona, getting ready to pack and get ready to return to Chicago. Opening day is Thursday, Mark Grody, and it's fun to talk about those possibilities.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm pumped. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, I think I expressed that a little bit earlier, that it's time. It is time to play the games, and let's see what this is all about.
Let's talk a little more baseball then. Let's reset and kind of what happened, what to expect. And we can even argue a little bit if you want to. Mark Grody, in for Mully. It's Mully and Hosh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's the tone. And they're trying really hard.
Hold on. Suddenly you sound like the guy that was the same sound you made when you read about Yoan Moncada's back injury.
No, the Moncada is more like this. Like you get up, you're like, Jesus, again?
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Well, that was Mark Grody sighing and groaning and grimacing, maybe even scoffing a little bit. He's in for Molly today. Having a lot of fun talking baseball, talking Cubs, talking Sox. So, all right, we'll get back to the Tommy Huddleby interview in a moment, but the news about Yoan Moncada, not good, as it was reported yesterday. Lower back soreness, his availability for opening day up in the air. Day to day already. Had a terrific spring as a third baseman for Team Cuba in the World Baseball Classic.
Uh-huh.
Looked like the guy that we expected to see and hadn't seen in 2019. We heard from Rick Hahn on the White Sox Talk podcast that Chuck Garfine conducted. High expectations this year. This sounds like a setback.
Big time.
You can't help but look at it any other way, given and because of his history.
Yeah, because of his history and just because it's so symbolic of what has been an underachieving White Sox team over the last 3 years. Even the years that the Sox did go to the playoffs, when they won the division in the pandemic year, and then they get wiped out by Oakland in the first round, and Matt Foster's walking everybody with the bases loaded, and then Houston the next year just crashes them, just does them in. So it's awful, and it's because of stuff like that. It's because, Yasmani Grandal goes on the 60-day deal. Oh, Yoan Moncada, he's hurt again. Luis Robert is dealing with all sorts of weird stuff health-wise. You know, you've got Eloy Jimenez. So it is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. Even if it is day-to-day and his lower back and this, he's going to be fine, it's a straight-up nightmare to
have this scenario heading into the season. That's all it is. It's like living paycheck to paycheck. You just don't have a degree of security that you trust. That is the White Sox health situation. I get it. You don't have to convince me. It will affect the way that I view the season. It will impact how much success I project to predict for the Sox in 2023. Maybe you're different. Maybe somebody else disagrees. 312-644-6767. Let me know. Let us know what you think. All right, so to Tommy Huddleby. Loved his insight on every pitcher we asked him about. Pretty honest about Rowan Wick, your guy, who now has been waived and sounds like he'll end up at Iowa. We don't know who's going to pick a fight with Joey Votto anymore. But the one thing that he said without saying it to me when I asked him about the closer situation, the Cubs don't have one. Mm-hmm. Or they have several. And typically, the committee approach is one that a lot of managers and organizations now favor because of matchups, because of the unpredictability of health, whatever the case may be. But it didn't sound like there was one guy that has emerged this spring to say, all right, he's our lockdown guy in the ninth inning. He can get the 27th out.
So they don't expect to win then, I guess, Cubs. I mean, they're not expecting to have like teams that expect to win have a closer on their roster at the beginning of the season, right? So if the Cubs are – I don't even know if that's a horrible thing. The Cubs are on their way. But no, you shouldn't look at the Cubs pitching
staff. Did you say the Cubs are on their way?
They're on their way.
Hey, holy mackerel.
No. I'll better phraseology. The Cubs are in progress.
Okay.
It's in progress that with the addition of Dansby Swanson, with a nice extension for Nico Hoerner, if you didn't hear 3 years, what, $35 million? It's interesting. That's an interesting prospect right there. That's about it positionally, right? Well, it's Suzuki. Suzuki can continue to be interesting and potential part of the core. But it is true. Like, just the way this team is set up, starting, pitching, positional, it is not a team that is definitely set up to win. And I get nervous when teams don't lock in a closer at the beginning of the season. They're kind of middling.
But his point is a good one about bullpens evolving and roles developing, and so you don't go in. Let's say this. I would prefer them take this open-minded approach than say, in contrast, past years, if they were locked into somebody like Craig Kimbrell, somebody who might be past his prime, trying to hang on, and boy, you got to go to that guy because the only reason he's making the money he's making is because he can close.
Yeah, but the Cubs were winning then. That was still in the window. That was still Theo Epstein.
But they're not in a losing window right now.
But they're in a rebuilding window, aren't they?
I mean, don't know. Mark,
last year and this year?
If you spend $300 million in an offseason investing in free agents and veterans, you're not rebuilding.
Okay.
You're rebuilt.
They're Oh, I don't think they're rebuilt. Come on, man.
No. Well, I don't think they're rebuilt. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Context is important. Okay. You're not rebuilt into a championship team. You're rebuilt into a team that is no longer rebuilding, if that makes any sense.
Well,
you're not trying to lose.
There's a better word for it, I think, because they're not rebuilt. They're not ready to win, so they are still in the progress of
ready to contend.
They're building it up.
Are you telling me they're not ready to contend?
I don't think they are ready to contend. No,
yeah, I think they are.
They've got two starting pitchers that I think they can depend on, and not an ace.
So tell me,
Marcus Stroman and Jameson Taillon.
Tell me you think the Cubs are not ready to contend.
I don't think they're ready. Well, because of the pitching staff.
Okay, let me go full Mark Grody on you.
Okay. Very good. Very well done. I don't know. Like, okay, you tell me then. How does a team, Hosmer, right? Nico and Dansby Swanson, thumbs up. Third base situation, Madrigal, Wisdom, Bellinger, Suzuki, Hurt, Hap, pretty good. Yan Gomes, Tucker Barnhart, that's no Wilson Contreras there. Stroman
by design.
They
wanted a defensive-minded approach behind the plate. They wanted somebody better at handling pitchers and controlling the running game in a way that they weren't happy with Wilson Contreras and the way he did it. They moved on. I didn't like it. I hated losing Wilson Contreras, but at least I understood it. There's a method to their madness. It's no longer madness. It's madness.
I think the Cubs are going to be better this year. I do. I don't think they're going to be like a bad, embarrassing team. But the idea that they're rebuilt and ready to compete and to win. I mean, do you think that the Cubs are better than Milwaukee or St. Louis? Absolutely
not. I think that they are not better than St. Louis. I think Milwaukee is catchable.
Really?
I think they're better than Pittsburgh.
Unbelievable pitching.
They're better than the Reds. And the Cubs, if you are flirting with 500, if you are maybe a few games better, you're going to spend the season in contention. And that's all I'm saying, Mark Grody. That's what I mean. Context is important. I'm not saying they're competing with the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Braves.
Okay.
And we're going to have to worry about with the weather at Wrigley Field in late October. I'm saying that if this season isn't intended to compete for a playoff spot, it will be, by my definition, a disappointment.
Give me this, though. They are still short on talent. Maybe the whole team comes together.
Of course they are.
Next year.
They need pop in the lineup. They need offensive punch. They need somebody to hit home runs. They need a star. They need Ohtani. That's next year.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all I'm saying. I think there's two teams that are better than them in their own division. You mentioned some of the monsters that exist in the National League in general that they're not going to overcome. So I just don't. I see it as this could be a very encouraging year, that progress is made, and that it's obvious in next offseason that they could be back to winning. But I just like the idea that they're rebuilt and they're ready to compete. Not yet.
Well, let me say this. I think that David Ross in the second half of last season, to me, delivered on some of the promise when people kept saying that he was a manager that was having an impact on his roster. We saw that with a young team that had nothing to play for, I get, but had nothing to prove, I understand, but still went 39-31. That's a half of a season, but that's not necessarily a small sample size.
No, I mean,
it's productive.
I will give that to you. What they did last year in the second half, again, encouraging, but I can't get past, and you mentioned it, but the idea that the lights are off in a baseball season and there is zero pressure and you're loose, it is not a good example of I don't believe in that kind of carryover. So Progress? Yes. Ready to win? No. Not yet. Not yet. But give it time.
Meanwhile, comma, White Sox. Do you think that they are a team that will spend the bulk of the season that begins Thursday in Houston against Jose Abreu and the Astros,
damn,
still the defending World Series champions? Are they going to give out the rings on Thursday night? Oh, for goodness
probably.
Sakes.
Houston.
Roger Clemens is going to be in the booth, for goodness sakes. Turn the volume down, but watch the Sox.
Lance Lynn is not pitching in this series, is he? Keep him off of the mound.
I've said enough about Lance Lynn this morning. Texas attacking me. I can't take any
longer. Old man
longer.
Lynn, 35, by the
so,
way.
So, yeah. Do the White Sox strike you as a team that, in your by your definition and lexicon and whatever you want to call it,
are they built?
Are they built to win?
Why do you have such a problem?
Are they winning now?
With me saying the Cubs are not rebuilt yet. What's going on over here?
I like the play on words. They're done rebuilding. They're rebuilt. I like that, but
that's like completion. That says to me that the team is rebuilt.
Are the White Sox?
Good.
The addition don't change been, the subject.
Okay. What was your question about the White Sox?
The White Sox, are they in a position to spend the bulk of the season in first place?
Man, I mean, fell for it all year last year. I mean, a lot of the same players. I mean, the difference is Benintendi and Oscar Colas in terms of the position players. Pitching staff is the same. New manager. How can you trust this team?
Who you have a problem
with? I'm sorry.
With.
I, here's what I'm hesitating. No, I still don't trust the White Sox and the overall. Like it was just so frustrating. All of these years with the core have ended in supreme frustration.
When you were a kid, didn't you look forward to opening day?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you knew that there was the one day that, you know, it was everybody was starting.
Yes.
Everything was
new. I love baseball open. There's no better opening day.
I used to have the song in my head all day long, take me out to the ball game. That used to be like, I loved opening day. You are just like,
come on,
you must
man.
Be grumpy, got no sleep, you stayed up to watch the Bulls, you see no hope.
I'm being real. So you got the Cubs, you and Bruce, man. I think it's that baseball show you do on Saturdays. You and Bruce got everybody winning. Yoan Moncada's the MVP. You guys got David Ross and Pedro Grifol.
Don't you guys me. Don't you guys me. That's not a you guys.
No.
I did not pick Moncada to win the MVP. I picked the White Sox. And we'll reserve the predictions for Thursday morning. But I was talking about them more like a 500 team.
Okay, the Sox?
Than Bruce.
Oh, then yeah. What are you yelling at me for? Why,
well, because I just think you're in a bad mood.
500.
I just think you're in a bad mood.
I am getting tired.
You got the on-the-clock show at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
so
I'm like a baby that needs a nap.
You
right
need
now.
A nap.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'm looking at the clock, and we need to stop talking here so we can get the transition.
Is this Hall?
This is Haw, and it's been Grody, and we will now talk to Dan and Lawrence. They'll come in next. It's transition time with Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.